Hey, listeners, this is Steph here with a public service announcement. Brit Brap got pretty drunk at Jayla and Aludra's wedding and spilled a Budweiser all over the audio control panel here at the Drunks and Dragons studio. So unfortunately, we had to use our secondary audio, which is not as good. We apologize for the extra bumps, cracks, echoes, and other weird noises you are going to hear in this episode. If this is your first time listening to the show, go back to episode 236 because it's the start of the arc that we just finished. On a personal note, this is the last episode of Drunks and Dragons that I will edit. I'm making a bunch of exciting changes in my personal life that mean I don't have time to properly dedicate to doing the show. It's been a wild ride. Thank you to all our amazing listeners who have supported the show and taken us to places I never would have imagined. Be sure to keep giving that good love to David because he works really hard to make the show sound wonderful. You can find him at Spudcam on Twitter. Thank you again, everybody, and until next time, okay, bye.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for a special episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Nika Howard.
Hey, guys. I'm happy to be here.
Mike Bachman.
Nothing like a little bit of Malort at 1:30 in the afternoon.
And special guests, the Antonsen brothers. Was I close?
That was a good save. Uh-huh. It was a really good save.
Jonas and I wrote it down. And Jonas's brother, who I have just met.
Ayat, this is Ayat with me here. And I'm back in it.
Welcome. Well, it is, as we know, it is time for the Raw Fury Games once again in the realm of Drunkeros. Mm-hmm. So we will be revisiting the Raw Fury Games. Is there anything else we need to discuss before we launch headlong into what we're doing this week?
I'm on a time schedule here, so I say we just fucking
jump right in.
Well, Jennifer's off in LA.
Very sad.
She'll be back probably two episodes from now when we start our sort of new special wonderful arc that we're gonna do. It's gonna be great. I'm very excited, but I'm very excited for this because it's fun and I have hopefully a dumb idea that everyone will enjoy.
So we talked about today, I'm going to play the role of Aludra, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think people will be able to tell the difference, honestly.
Definitely not.
Did you talk about my beautiful wife like that?
so we don't need to know what happened last week. I guess we'll say that Jayla and Aludra got married. A little bit of time has passed. And now it is every 4 years ish. The calendar is very inaccurate and Drunkeros. They have the Raw Fury Games. And that's what time it is. And this time it's just a little bit different than normal. It isn't the regular arena kind of battle sort of thing that it has been in the past. It is still, for those who need a refresher, It is almost like the Olympics in that basically
we can't say that. We'll get sued.
It's almost like a international games of sport that brings people together, and is generally it is a nice thing that tries to bring all the different various factions in the kingdom together for sport. And so you get lots of different teams from lots of different places. Pretty much anyone can join, but you know, you kind of have to have like a big sponsor, like a city or the White Tower, if you want to have any kind of hopes of competing. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're landing. It's actually the White Tower has tasked Toby Treacletart with coming together or bringing together a team for this 4 years is Raw Fury Games.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, Toby, what's his name?
Cornelius Talionis?
No, the Copper Kettle.
Watson Copperfield?
Watson Copperfield.
Toby, who have you brought together for us for the Raw Fury Games?
I'm 44!
Okay.
Anyways, well, let's see here. Since I'm very, very not used to the sports stuff, I decided to, a priestess of Ioun owed me a favor after that raucous Wormsbane wedding 4 years ago or 3 years ago. Actually,
like,
Michael,
I think it's months ago. I think it's just maybe a weeks or months ago.
Oh, fuck. I'm 41. Okay, that makes sense. A priest of Ioun. That's right, because it was years ago that the last one was.
Yes.
Was his nuts was still alive. Well, priestess of Ioun owes me a favor after that raucous Wormsbane wedding several months ago. So I did some research and some annals of time. And apparently this creature, this wild boy named Roland Twentyes, was a Waterdeepian legend, and I don't know what a Waterdeep is. I've heard it.
Waterdeep? I've never heard of a place called Waterdeep.
I know it sounds dumb and made up. Places are called Drunk Rose Madagascar and Arkansas, things like that. That's a good name. Anyways, he should be teleported in soon. That's just
how about right now. So we see Roland Twentyes appear for the first time in this dimension.
I think he was here once.
Yeah, I was there once before.
Can we describe Roland Twentyes?
You see a kind of a tall, slender, but very toned wood elf with long flowing locks. Very battle scarred. He's got a longbow on his back and just different types of arrows just strapped. Like all over his body, and he's got uh, He's clearly seen some battles because he has two eye patches, one in each eye.
That's too many eye patches.
No, it's fine.
Cool.
Does that obscure his vision in any way?
You know, he's got such heightened senses that you really don't notice a difference.
He's probably better without it.
Does he have anything to say for himself?
Hi, I'm Roland Twenties.
Yay!
Who the hell are you?
I'm Toby. Toby Treacletart.
This smells like Drunkaroos.
Have you? Yes. Have you been here before?
Once before, and I swore I'd never come back.
Oh, well, here you are. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I've broken my promise. I'm here again.
Well, good. See, I need you to...
Why have you summoned me?
Well, I was just about to say, I'm here. I summoned you to help me win a game. The Raw Fury Games. Do you have that in
Swiftly, Roland, in one quick motion is right up in Toby's face, grabs him by the shirt, and he says,
Game? I have no time for games. If you knew half of the shit I've seen, you wouldn't bring me here for games.
Oh, you're good. I am very glad I summoned you. Anyways, we'll pay you a lot of money, and you can have your fill of the
money. Why didn't you say so?
Yes, and we'll give you alcohol and meatloaf. As much as yes, you like meatloaf, I see.
Money and meatloaf. Not so much alcohol.
This is great. This is great, Toby. Why don't you introduce us to your next...
Oh, yes.
Next teammate.
Well, naturally, you have to have a bard. So
that is a requirement of the Raw Fury Games, which we all know.
We all know that. That's just a thing we all know. And so since I love Harper so much, I decided to get the guy who did so well last time. Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph.
He's here right now. There he is.
Rudolph is, he's sleeping up against the wall. And back in the room, he's dead, basically. He's dead from alcohol, drinking too much. And just those few minutes of talk just put him out, so he's fast asleep.
I poke you with my mage hand. Wake up. This is a big day for me.
Leave me alone. A headache. I have a horrible headache. Where am I? Who are you?
I'm Toby. Remember we talked yesterday? You signed a contract. We went to dinner. Then you left dinner.
Hey, kid, I'm not your father, man.
What?
I'm not your father.
I know. And I'm not a kid. I'm 40-ish. I'm 40 years old. I'm not a boy anymore. I'm a gnome.
You look like a kid.
Oh, we went over this four times last night. Well, I'm glad you somehow made it here. You're here for the Raw Fury Games again because we need.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn. Fuck. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's coming back to me.
You can take as much money and meatloaf as you can handle.
And booze.
Oh, yeah. And booze and mead. Yes. The three M's, as I like to say.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
The three M's. Money, meatloaf, and booze. Perfect. Yeah.
And I needed one more person to round out the team, because that's just what you need. I just like this person. She's my favorite. It's Lex!
Tommy!
Hey!
And I'm sorry, did you say your name was Roland Twenties?
Ah, yes, Roland.
So today we're going to be rolling with my Twenties.
I don't get it.
Don't worry about it. It's fun.
He breaks the fourth wall a little, which is fun for me. But yeah, no, he's good, though.
I'm so excited. And you brought a bard. So wait, that means we can literally just sing songs the whole day while eating Mama Treacle Tart's meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we have to
open the portal. Open the portal. I'm out of here if we're singing songs.
Close the portal.
The portal opens and closes really fast.
I don't owe the priest of Ayun two favors, so you're gonna have to deal with your own way getting back.
I guess I'll have to stay here forever and join the main party.
No. We can't have a Rowan and a Roland both Rangers.
Yeah, we need it. We need to go back to when the show was good. does Rudolph have like a squire with him or a bandmaid, or is your brother here as a more of a stylistic thing?
I know. So essentially since his time with Harper, Rudolph has become somewhat famous. He wrote a lot of songs about mm-hmm. the Rock Fury games and got famous for it. And now he travels with a retinue of one. It was a bigger retinue back in the day, but this is the only one that's left. The rest are not here anymore.
That happens.
So, yes, basically it's a retinue of one that he travels around with to help him, because he's more or less incapable of playing at this point in time.
Gotcha. So your final groupie.
Yeah.
I love it.
Perfect.
Well, as you can see here, Copperfeld, this is the perfect team. And I think you agree.
You're right again, Toby. And yes! It is actually time right now to travel through this teleportation circle.
Ooh,
to Deep Home, where we will hear what the actual games consist of this time around.
Well, so, I'm nervous. Let's all hold hands.
All right. Now everyone has to tell their
no
most embarrassing story.
No, please.
Please. See, one time I was on a podcast and I told my most embarrassing story, and I've been hounded for the rest of my life. And now
that's my most embarrassing story.
You guys are instantly transported to Deep Home. And you go into a big arena. There's this huge crowd. They're all cheering and hooting and hollering. Mm-hmm. And you're ushered to a spot where there's a bunch of teams set up that all look very similar to yours, in size and the fact that they have a bard with them, because you can always tell a bard.
I turn to my crew and it's like, well, since we are representing the White Spire, I got all of us outfits. And he provides a jersey in their appropriate, I guess you would say, armor type. It's white on sort of a slate gray, and it just says White Spire. And
can we puff paint them to personalize them, Toby?
If you have, sure, yeah, definitely.
And but I'm not putting on this dress.
It's I'm
not wearing this. What do you think I am, a virgin?
Last night we went to the tailor and you designed it. This specific. Oh gosh.
That doesn't sound like me. Like, you know, no. Do I have to wear this?
I guess not. I kind of anticipated this, so you can just wear this badge with the White Spire sigil on it.
Thank you. And like we agree, clothes are optional, right? I don't have to wear anything at all.
This missile chain shirt was given to me by my father, and I never take off my trident of fish command.
Well, you don't have to. You just put it over. It's totally fine.
Wait, you never take off a trident?
No, it's on my back. I don't take it off.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't use it.
At this point, there's a loud set of horns and trumpets, and I'm sure David will throw in. And yeah, you hear a big set of horns. They all play, and everyone is centered on the queen of Deep Home, Aludra Wormsbane, who explains the rules to you over this really loud speaker, which, I mean, I suppose it's like some sort of spell or something.
Yeah.
And it definitely alters her voice quite a bit. She does not sound like Aludra at all.
It's like a conch shell that says Bose on the side.
Right.
Beats by Wormsbane.
And she says, welcome to the Raw Fury Games.
That sounds just like
she took up smoking.
We are honored to have it in Deep Home this year.
Keep doing the echo thing. But it will not stay in Deep Home. Well, because the Raw Fury Games this time around will actually be a cross-country race.
How'd they eliminate the echo so good?
A cross-country race? Oh, I knew picking Golden was a good idea.
God, the first, damn it.
The first team to travel from Deep Home all the way to Paylor's Hope will and touch the handle of Blood Drinker on the statue of Tom the Dragonborn will be victorious. Upon touching this handle, they will be transported into the arena at Deep Home, or sorry, at Paylor's Hope, where they will be showered in praise and cheers from all of the people.
I cast a teleport.
There are two main rules which you must abide. The first rule is no teleportation.
Damn it.
The second rule is no ships of any kind may be used.
What the hell?
A representative of the Raw Fury Games will accompany you on your journey to make sure your team sticks to these rules. They will be a completely neutral creature called a Modron.
A Modron?
Who is incapable of breaking rules. You will be allowed to improvise along the way, but you must start out on foot.
Yeah, but like she knows Toby, so she'd give him a little bit of a like an advantage, yeah, man. Right? You know, slide him a little something on the side. Yeah. Maybe a hacked Modron.
Yeah.
There will be a number of checkpoints along the way. You must stop at Calston and Mastwick on your way to Paylor's Hope. You will not be allowed to enter Mastwick as Pyre's representatives have not worked very well with us. And at this point, you look over and you see a group similar to your own, but wearing all red scale mail armor.
I hate them.
It's two large dragonborn warrior looking types, a small kobold, and what appears to be maybe a human with super red hair, who's in a very, very nasty look on his face. And they're all grimacing and growling and stuff.
I wave at them.
We should take over Mastwick sometime.
Okay, sure. That sounds fun.
So yes. First team to touch the hilt of Blood Drinker shall be the winners. Other than that, there are no rules.
Uh-oh.
We will set up all your teams at different places. Otherwise, it'll be a bloodbath. But we will all start at the same time, and you'll all have an equal chance to get to Calston.
Except for the rules, there are no rules.
The first 12 teams to make it to Calston will be allowed to continue on.
How many teams are there?
There's a lot. You look around. There's a lot.
Jesus Christ.
You look over and you actually see a set of wood elves, and you recognize Lucan. Leading one of the.
Hi.
Is this basically going to be an episode of Wacky Races? Because that's kind of what I have in my head.
I'm into it. Why have we not done a Wacky Races app yet?
You see a bunch of monsters, which are definitely from Tid Town. You see like a big bugbear and a bunch of other smaller monsters.
Beric Bugbarian?
it's Beetle. You see a bunch of gnomes, which Toby, you recognize, are from Glane. There's a small group of monkeys wearing clothes.
Oh, do they all have like a black armband for bananas?
You don't see an armband, but you never know. You never know how these guys work. Oh yeah, there's like elves, there's dwarves. Trying to think of who else you would recognize.
Is Adira there?
You don't see Adira.
Fuck. Why do you do this?
There are no devils.
She's not a devil.
But the team next to you, guy is wearing like overalls and no shirt, and he's got a straw hat on, and he goes, "Where are you all from?"
"We're from everywhere."
"Oh man, we're from New Newfoundland land, and we're sure we're gonna win. We're so excited. Mayor Ballard picked us individually, and we know we're gonna do great."
"Can you go fast?"
"Pretty fast, yeah."
"Can you fight?"
"I wish." "We're the best fighters they have in Newfoundland land."
"Do you have magic?"
"God, no." I'm actually a little uncomfortable around magic."
"Can you drink?"
"Yeah, we can drink. We've got cider, we've got milk, other wholesome. Wholesome drinks.
Has your meatloaf."
"What the fuck is wrong with you?"
"Guys, I don't want to be rude, but you should probably drop out of this race. I'm pretty sure you're going to get murdered, and I don't want that to happen to you."
"Oh, well, we're going to do great. No worries, no worries."
Toby gives them one of his most prized possessions.
"Don't tell anyone I gave you this, but here, I want you to have this."
And he gives them one of his two immovable rods.
"What?"
I know.
"Why are you doing this, Toby?"
"What's this for?"
"Just, I don't know. You might need it one day. It's a flat iron rod that has a button on one end. You can use an action to press the button, which causes the rod to become magically placed in space. I know you're weirded out by magic, but this could help you, okay? This could definitely save your life, and I don't want you to die."
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. You guys seem nice. I bet everyone's as nice as you."
"No, not at all." "I don't think so."
Rudolph definitely gives a shout out to Lucan, like over the entire room, like, "Hey, Lucan, you old cump bucket, how are you, man? You're making us run."
he yells back, "Fuck you." That's it.
"All right, man. Later."
Oh, that guy.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment?
life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Over the last week again, you hear. At this time, we will begin the games with by going to your aforementioned starting positions, at which point your bards will all play a song
at the same time
to start you off. Each position is at least a mile apart, so don't worry about any attacks right away.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And then you are ushered to your starting position outside of Deep Home. There's a little, at your starting position, you are introduced to your Raw Fury representative, who is, and how familiar are you guys with Modron?
I've read about him in, what's his nuts? Volo's Guide to Monsters or something?
They're actually just in the Monster Manual.
Oh, fuck.
They are, they're actually like the opposite of a slad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are beings that are completely neutral in every way, shape, and form. They were created by Primus, the god of whatever.
Hell yeah.
And they're essentially, they're little like cubes in geometric shapes with like faces. And they're essentially like little robot men. And they live in a super hierarchical society. And and you are introduced to your Modron, who will be coming with you.
What's his name?
He's a little cube with wings, and he's got a bow, weirdly.
Oh, I like that one. That's a very cute one.
Like a bow and arrow bow?
Like a bow and arrow bow, yep.
Oh. Michael, I want the circle one with wings.
No, sorry.
Oh, I'm going to kill you.
So he's just standing there. So you can ask him his name.
Toby would get all up in and start poking and prodding him, taking out his tinker tools, hey, what is your name?
I thought about what his voice would be, that I never actually did it out loud.
Do you want to mute yourself to practice it a few times?
We do not have names, we have designations.
Oh, what are you designated?
My designation is XX69-420XX. Why are you laughing?
I dig it.
Yeah, right. Why are you laughing? XX42069XX.
No, 69420.
Oh.
This is a designation of great honor amongst my people. Please do not laugh.
I'm sorry. That was very rude of us. Your name is a designation of honor among our people as well.
Are you made out of cardboard?
I am not made of cardboard. I am made of an alloy.
Does this thing look like, I mean, does it have any, like, can you smoke it? That's what I want to know.
I mean, it doesn't seem to be smokable. He's a cube with legs
and a
face.
Well, no.
Yeah, I would smoke it.
What's inside of it?
Do not open.
Are you asking if he's a bomb or if he's
69-420XX?
Either. Maybe he's like a, who knows? Who knows?
Do you know how to love?
My protocol is to make sure that the rules are not broken, and that is my only protocol.
Yeah, but if somebody were to give you a protocol to love, would you have the necessary subroutines to do it?
I do not understand love.
Okay.
Nor do I need to.
Well, I give it a hug.
I'm with you there. I don't understand love either.
So our goal by the end of this race is to teach this Modron to love, so that we can show like personal growth.
That is the real race.
We're gonna be losing so bad, but if we can get this guy to love us, then we're all winners.
Really, just anyone, you know? Like maybe we find another sexy Modron along the way, and we just cube them together.
Modron, do not reproduce. We are created by the Lord Deity Primus.
I didn't say anything about reproducing.
We just want to know if you fuck.
Yeah. Do you fuck for fun?
It's not against the rules.
That's cool. Me either. Okay. So
fucking is not part of our protocol. But it
is taking where this is going. Forfeit and stay here.
Now is the time for the introductory music by the bard.
Oh, cool.
Oh. So
I was hoping that was like the intro bass line. Just to just like scat it a little bit.
Kudo prepares himself to introduce Toby and his crew and what they're gonna do there. He goes like, here we go. Are you ready? I worked for a child named Toby, but he's paying me good coin. And his friends are kind of funny, but I'm mostly here for the coin. He can do magic and his friends can fight, so I guess that perhaps they'll be all right. And not like King Harper, that sad, sad sight,
what?
That always wore his pants too tight. Child named Toby. Ooh. Toby is such a child. Ooh. Ooh. I'm not his father. Ooh. Although I might have slept with his mother.
No. Arlton is my father. Contessa is my mom, and she wouldn't sleep with you. Very rude. Thank you. That was great.
What happened or didn't happen? You know, who knows? Who knows? Hmm.
This is an acceptable intro song. We shall now proceed.
Yay!
That was so good.
That was so good. Come on, XX 69420 XX. That was more than acceptable. Say it.
It was within parameters.
Oh, we'll get you one day.
That was very good. We should applaud.
We should. For the rest of the trip, Lux is going to sing the part that child Toby is a child. I'm not his father. Just that part over and over every once in a while.
I'm 40. All right, so I guess we need a run? Where are we? Do we know where we are?
You look up into the sky and you see a giant firework that appears to be like just way, way up there. And XX69-420XX says, you may now proceed.
Let's go. Should we just start running? Oh my god.
Don't wait. Fuck. We don't have griffins.
Toby would have been preparing, and he summons his phantom steed.
So, well, what about the rest of us, Toby?
Oh, I can make you slightly faster.
What do you mean by that?
I get a plus one to your overland speed just for knowing me. Yeah, you know, it's
cool.
But
I'm so slender, I look fast, and it inspires you to be faster. I don't know how it works.
Out of character, what does a plus one equate to?
Shit.
What do you say?
We don't.
Maybe we don't need to know. That's a Michael question.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, who knows?
Just know that we're slightly faster than everyone else.
I love it.
I go but, one unit faster.
One unit faster. Well, Toby summons what appears to be a giant caterpillar. And he gets on its back, and its little legs are able to keep up with everyone else's long stride. What is Rudolph again?
He's a tiefling.
A tiefling? I forgot about that.
Yeah. Cool.
Excellent. All right, so yeah, so how are you guys going to get moving as fast as possible, I guess, is the question.
Gaseous form.
Oh, wait, I have another idea. What if I turn, I cast polymorph on one of these people and turn them into what's the best beast animal, you know?
A dragon.
A dragon. But I don't know if I can do that.
Are there any like
what about dinosaur?
Are there any animals in the stables here or anything, you know, like close by that I could
Can we steal the griffins?
Are there griffins here?
I mean, this is where the group is.
There's probably like a farm nearby or something like that.
Oh, like on the way though, right?
Yeah. Like I'm sure there's something close by.
Yeah.
If you just want to get
because I'm real good at making animals. Oh shit. I didn't even look at all my stuff. I gotta conjure animals.
Oh, that's great.
Conjure up some animals.
I cast polymorph and I turn Rudolph into a T-Rex.
I should definitely be turned into a deer.
Do you know what the overland speed of a T-Rex is?
Oh no, I turn Rudolph's groupie into a T-Rex. This T-Rex is strong as hell and really fast. So you guys can go on him and maybe someone could get on to my caterpillar.
Okay, so how many...
Is that a euphemism?
No, I don't know what that would be a euphemism for, Rudolph.
I'll add the worm with you, Toby.
All right, hop on my worm. Lex, hop right on my worm.
Let's go, my brother.
It's green.
Because I can conjure a few animals. It just depends on how many we need.
I think we just need one.
Okay.
Or maybe none. I don't really know.
Oh, God, yeah. If I can just conjure one. Oh, which one of these is fastest? Oh, my God. I could ride a polar bear, a rhinoceros. giant elk. Yeah, are they fast? I don't know.
A giant elk's got to be pretty fast.
Can I surf on a way on a swarm of poisonous snakes? Because I can summon that. I don't feel like they'd be very fast. A shark. I summon a shark, and it just flops on the ground. I'm like, onward, shark.
In your world, is dirt water? Water dirt?
My world has been flooded years ago. I'm basically Kevin Costner.
It is called water deep.
Yeah, it's real deep now. I guess I can summon a giant elk. I'll summon the giant elk.
So one T-Rex, one giant elk, and one giant caterpillar go charging across the land towards the first stop, which is Calston.
Yeah, do we need to make some sort of check to figure out, like, which direction to go, or
if we stay on?
You can all give me a survival.
I don't have it.
Okay.
Ooh, I rolled a natural one. Guys, I'm going down to the ground.
I rolled an 11 plus one, so I got a 12.
If you roll a natural one on survival, don't you just die?
Guys, I can't stop being this dirt.
You do everything wrong. Toby, breathe. No. I have an 18 survival.
Okay. So Roland, you guys are Lex and Toby want to go to the completely wrong way, but Roland Twenties and Rudolph agree on the proper way to go. So you guys take off.
Trust me, I know the right way to go to get to a country I've never been to.
How do you know?
In a world I've only visited once before.
With not able to see as normal folks.
With two eye patches.
With two eye patches.
I can sense the wind in its direction.
He's got
perspective.
All right, so you you go charging along. You're going very fast, and you come to a road, which you recognize as the road that leads to Calston. And you're traveling a little bit. I mean, unless you don't want to, you don't have to go on the road if you want to stay off. But that's probably the fastest way.
I love roads.
After like maybe 2 miles, you see a group ahead of you, and they appear to all be like sitting or laying on the ground.
Unless someone else has something better, after playing so much Assassin's Creed Origins, I'm gonna start using. I throw up Arlington. I think I've been over this. Yeah, I joked because my dad's name is Arlton, and my bird's name is Arlington, which is completely different. So I throw him up in the air to go scout for me to get more information.
Yeah. So do you just see through his eyes, or
I can see through his eyes up to like some distance?
What if his eyes were literally your eyes, whatever you could see through him? So he's a raven with human eyes.
Not human, I'm enough. Big green eyes.
I love it.
So you recognize this as the group from Newfoundland Land, and they appear to all be like laying on the ground and clutching their knees and rolling around in obvious pain.
I come back to being the Toby. I'm like, oh, those dummies are there. Let's go say hello.
Maybe we can use magic to help them. I feel like that'd really get them in the goat.
What class is Lex? I always forget.
Warlock.
That's spooky.
Okay, so you get to them, and the guy who you were talking before is like, don't hurt us. We give up.
Why would we hurt you?
I don't know. Those guys from Calston, they broke all her kneecaps. I tried to use my immovable rod, but it didn't do nothing.
Did it not move?
I tried to swing it. I pressed the button. And I couldn't even swing it. It was worse than having a stick.
All right. Okay.
That's not what you should have used an immovable rod for. Gosh. Can anyone help these knees?
Only one thing to be done for them now. And Roland knocks like 8 arrows on his bow.
Roland, no!
Whoa! Please!
The weak must be purged.
With Roland from this. They're slowing us down. I'm with him.
Wait, how many are there? How many are there?
There's as many of them as there are you. So 4 or 5?
Okay, so that's 2 arrows per.
Yeah, for kneecap. One arrow per kneecap, right?
Yeah.
please don't shoot these people.
So I've got, you know, volley. I can make a ranged attack against any number of creatures within 10 feet.
Stop! Roland, put those arrows away!
The guys from Calston, they said that you guys better not follow us anymore. And they had a really long name, which sounded Italian. And then they broke all of our kneecaps.
What's Italia?
It's like Calston.
It's a Calston. It's a calzone.
Can I make like a history check to see if I know what they're talking about?
Sure.
What does a friggin' 20 give you?
You know that these are the, you remember Jet talking about having to run away from the folks from Calston because he owed them money.
Are they,
I believe
they
it was the, yeah, there it's the, I believe it, oh my God, I don't remember it exactly.
Posted it's in like, traffic. Castiglione Marcello di Reginini.
Yes, the Castiglione Marcello di Reginini.
Yeah.
Because, I have advantage to tracking humans.
Yes, they're definitely humans.
So. Okay. Ooh, let's get them.
This injustice shall not stand. Roland, if you want to track them, we could bring those people to justice.
I have a question, though.
Yeah. Okay.
What happens? I have a spell called Irresistible Dance. What happens if you cast that on someone that has two broken kneecaps?
Oh, God. We'll throw up.
They're like, this is unimaginable pain, but this beat is so sick.
Oh, man. Well, there's a new form of torture.
Which way do they go?
So Roland sniffs the air and sticks his finger up and then kind of like, you know, puts his ear to the ground and does all manner of things to track somebody.
Does he taste the dirt?
He tastes the dirt and spits it out because it's really gross. He's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. It doesn't even do anything. I just do it for effect. So that's going to be a 23.
Damn.
To track these dudes.
They definitely just kept heading down the road towards Calston.
Ah, they stepped to the road. It makes sense. Oh, yeah. There's the tracks. You can see them right there, clearly.
Okay. That makes sense.
On every tree, they've carved, like, we were here. Like,
we's the guys what did break the legs.
Okay. All right, off we go. Hope you guys find some place to fix your legs.
I give him some bandages and a potion. And
extra legs. Like, what are bandages gonna do?
You know, wrap it, compression. And I take back the immovable rod. Like, you don't deserve the rod.
Can I do a minor illusion to make them think that their kneecaps are not broken anymore? Just they look normal, at least.
What?
What horrible monsters have I summoned?
Thank you. Should it still be blind in pain? It looks great.
Oh, no, I didn't fix it. I just made it look better. At least you don't have to look at your ugly knees anymore.
Oh, that's a kindness. Thank you.
Is it magic fun?
It hurts a lot, but sure.
It makes me want to die.
Michael.
Yes, Timmy.
Technically, my polymorph doesn't last super long, but you don't care about that, do you? You're cool, right? You're a cool guy, right? I've always said you're cool, right?
Don't be uncool, Michael.
Yeah, don't be uncool, Michael.
Sure, fine. You can have a giant caterpillar. I don't care.
Can we fly?
That thing doesn't matter. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
This lasts for an hour, but you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I mean, come on.
It's more cool, my right? Giant elk only lasts for an hour, too.
All at once, 60 minutes later, we're all fall to the ground. Including my phantom steed.
Damn it. If y'all want, since we're dropping out, I was riding a giant elk, and my friend over here was riding a giant caterpillar. You can just take ours if you want.
What are the odds of that happening?
I mean,
this is so crazy.
Just take care of them, okay?
All right.
They're good. They're good critters.
Do they have names?
No, we're not very creative in Newfoundland land.
Well, that's true. Fair.
Okay.
It's one is caterpillar. And one is elk.
Oh, man. But wait, which one's elk?
It is the elk, actually. We're pretty smart.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I guess Lex and Toby get back on caterpillar.
Yeah.
Roland motions with the bow that still has 8 arrows knocked. And he's like, you guys sure? You want me to take care of you? Last chance. We're getting out of here. It'd be real easy. No trouble at all, really.
It would be great if you could let us live. We might be a burden on our families now that we can't work the farm, but
oh my god. Right, no, well. I'm sure there's a way we can fix this later. Not now. Don't kill him.
All right, well, you guys know what's best.
All right, so you head off?
At all.
Are we actually just leaving them there with their broken kneecap? Yeah.
I tried to help.
I see a squirrel and I cast I use a charge of my ring of animal influence, and I basically tie a piece of ribbon on it, and I'm like, run, go find someone, get help.
I think I can use a song of rest. So I'm going to perform soothing music to revitalize and help their healing.
Hell yeah. Nice.
So it's going to be like something like, you know.
Give me a break on that. It goes a little something like this.
You're going to die. There's nothing to be done about it. You're going to die. You have no kneecaps left. And you don't seem to be very... You're going to die.
Wow.
Rowan has a single tear.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
So they get like an extra 1d10 of hit points.
There you go.
That's probably all they need.
Are you able to like funnel those hit points directly to your knees or like?
They all get like 9 hit points.
Yeah, they're good. They're definitely, they'll be fine.
All right, bye.
I mean, they will die eventually.
Yeah, we all will. We all will.
Okay, so you head off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're following the tracks. You there are a number of other tracks as well, but you know, you actually manage with the great speed. As night is falling, you can see Calston up ahead, and you have made it to the first checkpoint.
Yes,
45 seconds before anyone else.
And the Modron goes, congratulations, you have met the parameters necessary to continue in the race.
High five, 69.
Please refer to me as my full designation.
XX69420XX.
There's a dash in there, but that's fine.
Okay. High five. Does he do it?
He looks very confused, but then he holds up his hand.
Does he have hands? I thought he was just a box with wings.
He's got wings and hands and feet.
Oh, this makes a lot more sense in my head then. I thought it was just a box with wings, like somehow carrying a bow. And I was very confused.
It's cute.
It's cute. Very cute.
It's very cute. In the morning, you shall have to do the first checkpoint competition, and then you will be allowed to proceed.
Okay.
Wait, does like everybody have to wait till morning to do the checkpoint competition?
Yes.
Because like, how is it a race then? If everybody has to stop.
Well, it's using Amazing Race rules and Eco Challenge rules that, you know, it's.
I don't understand how Amazing Race works. Can we take like 10, 20 minutes?
Yeah, sure. Your placement will be noted, and tomorrow you will be allowed to leave at a staggered time based on how well you do.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense to me.
But are we allowed to explore the town? Oh, sorry, Lex. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We just have such good ideas at the same time.
Okay.
Are we first, Rodron? Sorry, no. XX69-420XX?
You are 7th.
What? Shit.
Wait. But I have +1 to overland speed for the whole party.
That is correct, but obviously the group from Calston beat you here.
Well, did they start in Deepholm, or did they start in Calston? Because that's cheating.
No, they are from Calston originally.
We helped. We helped people for a while.
XX69420XX. Could you calculate how what place we would have been if it weren't for my overland speed increase?
You would have been in 13th place, which would have
all right
forced you to have to retire early.
Nice job, Roland.
I knew I should have gone with the swarm of snakes.
You could
give Roland a hug. What does he do when I give him a hug?
He arms at his sides. It says, I swear I would never love again. I'm flattered, but...
Great. Well, we should all give each other hugs. Then I give Rudolph a hug.
Hey, dude. Get off me. Get off
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Dad.
Just kidding. Wink.
In behind you comes another group. It's a bunch of large cat beings with dreadlocks.
Hi. Hello. We beat you.
Hey. Oh, that's no problem, bro. We're happy just to be here, you know?
Yeah.
Come all the way from Drunkaros, Madagascar.
That's the best place, I hear.
It's pretty good. We just had the winter solstice. Played a lot of spin stones.
Hell yeah.
Is that the place with all the talking animals? You know, the prairie dogs that like to move it, or lemurs. What was it? I saw that movie.
85% of all the silver weed in Drunkaros comes from Drunkaros, Madagascar, nice. As you guys know.
Silver. So, are you carrying some with you?
Oh, hell yeah, bro. Fuck
you up. Yes.
I think our helper might enjoy some of your silverweed trade that you have, and perhaps we could all see what fine trade gifts Drunkaros Madagascar has to offer later.
Oh, yeah. You haven't gotten your Modron high yet? Look at ours. He's hilarious.
There's no rule that says the Modron can't get high.
There's a little sphere that's just sort of like walking into a wall repeatedly behind them.
What's your Modron's name?
He said his name was XX. I don't remember. It's something weird. I was bummed though because it was like not a drug number or a sex number.
Oh my god, ours is.
Both. Oh my god, both.
Seriously?
Yeah,
you're so lucky. You must have the best mojo. That's probably why you beat us.
Yeah.
That was it.
So are we free to explore the city?
Yeah.
Rudolph gets high, like there and then on the spot.
Oh,
he's out.
Yeah,
he's out for the evening.
I'm with you. I got a prescription here. It's only legal for medicinal purposes where I come from, but
okay.
There's a big Drunkaros silverweed tourism industry.
Toby, let's go find the craziest street name and have a picnic.
Okay. I was thinking, yeah, let's all do that. Can we also find those bad boys and then fight them?
Yeah, we should do that first.
But we should definitely get our picture taken in front of a crazy street name. Michael. Crazy street name, maybe.
It is Pine Street. Oh wait, no, it's Pine Nut Street.
And we take the picture and we point to the nut part and we giggle.
We giggle. I'm crying. Did I get into that silver weed? Damn. All right, let's go break some knees.
You will be disqualified if you attack people during non-race time.
Whoa. Damn.
What if we just find out where they are and then we hide out and outside of where they're sleeping? So whenever they get ready to go in the morning, then we can just attack them because then it's their race time.
Yeah. Would that work, Modron?
No, everyone must meet at the gates of Calston tomorrow for the competition, at which point you will be allowed to leave at a staggered rate. They will leave before you, unfortunately.
That seems like a lot of rules for a race with no rules, am I right?
What if they put rocks in their pants so it weighed them down and then they couldn't move as fast?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to war with one of these other teams. Let's have a race war. It'd be real good.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, we could. What if we stole their pants?
Tied their shoelaces in a knot.
Yes.
This conversation is not allowed.
What if we killed their
Rudolph,
families?
Give weed. Rudolph, can you give our robot weed?
I am not a robot. I am a Modron, specifically a Quadron, and you should not give me weed.
Yeah, where did we land on killing their families? Is that good?
There is no rules about families.
All right. Oh no, Modron.
It is within parameters.
Oh no. All right. Yes. Out of character, since we have many, many miles to go, is that, you guys just want to go find their families real quick and then
take care of this,
see what we can do?
Yeah.
Maybe we go to like a tavern and ask like the most local Calstonite if they're like, I assume someone from Calston would know, would be proud, maybe bragging even about the Calston runners, you know?
So you're going to go murder these people's
family? No, no, no. I'm going to try to stop.
I already have all my arrows.
How dark do you want to start this? How dark do you want this to go?
Well, I don't know what you know about me, but my my life has been pretty dark. I spent most of my formative years fighting in the shade of bodies stacked miles high. Couldn't hear anything over the sound of orphan babies screaming. The only warmth I felt was the blood of my enemies. That's how I grew up.
He said the thing.
Roland Twantais is from the Kickstarter episodes, which you can get on patreon.com/D&D podcast.
It's like
you.
The editor's note in the corner of the comic panel. It's like, want to know more? Check out Spider-Man episode 71.
Yeah, also check out Spider-Man issue 71.
Okay, guys, let's find their family, but let's not kill them. What we can do is I'll stare at their faces for a long time, and then I can make an illusion about them looking dead to make them sad. It's fucked up, but I don't think that's, I saved their life, which is better. I think it's better cosmically, right? And these are bad people. That way you guys don't have to have the guilty conscience of murdering these people.
Does the illusion prevent sound?
No, I can do sound.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say they still hear him talking, but they're just lying dead on the ground.
Yeah, they'd be like,
that's a fucked up way to try to still pretend you're good, Toby.
Thank you.
I know it's a psychological torture. It's almost worse than murder in my mind.
What? Am I the bad guy somehow?
You're not the good guy.
I'm saving lives.
Maybe we should just wait till morning and then just murder them.
Oh, wait till morning and then murder the families.
XX-69420-XX. How much sooner did the Calston folks get there from us?
You put the dashes in the wrong places, but shit. I will still respond.
Where are they?
It's in between 69 and 420.
69-420. Thank you, Lex. You are the only one who understands me.
I got that number pattern down.
Damn it.
I have a question. Toby, you have this like very creepy replica of you following us around everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Can we just Toby
leave
too.
Him behind? Can he just do it? Can he kill their families?
What would that solve?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get to the bar. I'm taking way too long.
How many families are between us and the bar?
No family killing.
Michael, did you think you were going to have to deal with family murder?
I definitely didn't think I would have to deal with him. That is a surprise. I thought I'd be surprised. I just didn't know it was by family murder.
So how about we go to a tavern? Toby orders a drink for all of us, but three drinks for Rudolph. And yeah, we just listen and try to figure out if they're bragging about the local runners, or maybe if we see them or anything like that.
And a big slab of meatloaf for me, Roland Twenties.
Okay, you get your meatloaf up front.
Everyone give me an investigation check.
Oh God,
I love this.
Fucking love this.
Love it.
I Michael. Eat this shit up.
You have no idea, man.
I rolled a 10 plus 6, so I got a 16.
Oh my God. I thought I had a buff to my investigate, but I mean 20, 20 even without it, so.
26.
What, Jonas, what did you get?
19.
All right, you guys definitely managed to track down the families of the runners for this team, so feel free to menace them as much as you like.
Toby just wants to stare at their faces and memorize the contours of their skin, the small details, I guess you would say.
They're very freaked out.
Can I wanna just point my finger loaded with finger of death and just like kind of just make it twitch every once in a while, so a little shock of like black lightning comes out.
Absolutely.
Can I get like right in the face of like the youngest, most inexperienced looking one and be like, "You ever been in a battle, boy? you ever killed a man in cold blood just to then turn around and kill his family?"
He cries a lot. And it's the next morning.
I probably also like, tell your families to not run race, or else we're gonna. And then I look at Rudolph, and then I look at Roland. We're gonna punch you.
Wait, you're gonna punch us?
No. Tell your families not to run, or else your family. Right. You
Toby, give me an intimidate.
That's confusing because you looked at us when you said you were gonna.
I wanted you to like me. Toby got a natural 1 plus 0. Okay. So what I'm saying is you'll be punched by me in them, and we'll use our.
Wait, you're gonna punch your friend?
No,
yeah. I don't care if you punch your friend.
Listen, I'm with you on this. This is very confusing. I think I can clear all this
follow
up.
Me.
All of us on our side, we're gonna punch all of you on your side.
And Toby, I know you paid me. You're paying me a lot of money and all that, but I'm not into that BDSM shit. So, like, I'm not gonna be punched by you. That's it.
I used to be, but I swore I would never love again. So
this is going really bad.
Respectfully, we would like to ask you to leave our place of residence. And it's the next morning, and you guys are all taken out.
Wait, we've been here for 2 days now? We're late. No,
we've lost.
Shit.
We're a day behind now.
The teams that are remaining, there are 12, are all brought together. And you see the people from Mastwick, you see the High Elves from Galanthus, you see dwarves from Deep Home, you see the guys wearing zoot suits from Calston, and they're all cracking their knuckles and shaking their fists at you.
God, like cigars coming out.
You see a group of very regular looking people. You see a group of teens.
Teens.
Are they goth?
They just look like teens.
I'm frantically sniffing all of the parties in case I have to track them later.
Oh, so smart.
And then you see...
Hey, Logan, you old pig fucker. I can't believe you're still in the race.
Eat my ass.
Later, buddy.
You see the tiger men from Drunkard's Madagascar, the monkeys from the swamps of Ishtaka, and the monsters from Tit Town. So the representative from Calson comes and he says, for your competition, it will be of bardic nature, and you will have to sing a song, and whoever scores the best will be allowed to leave first, along with your timing. So yeah, those two put together, basically that's how we figure out who goes first. First up, we would like for the wood elves to sing a song, followed by the group from the White Spire. And Lucan kind of looks around and he looks a little bit flustered, and he comes over to Rudolph and he goes, "Hey, shitlord, we didn't think we actually really needed a bard. So, I mean, could you lay down a track for me while we do our song?"
Oh, sure. That's fine.
Afterwards, eat a dick. Thanks.
So we're basically helping out the elves here, right? So it's... Yes. And then
you have to sing a song.
Has to, yeah. All right. So it's laying down a beat. All right. I put one leg over my shoulder. I put another leg over my shoulder.
You're just supposed to sing this. You're supposed to play the music.
Okay, great. This is good. You're a load bag, a swamp bag. I love nut buckets, gum buckets. You are full of bung scabs, and you love swamp hags. You're a grandma hustler and an ass buster. So you can eat my ass, you swamp banker. Lick my nuts, you butter wanker.
And he bows and people applaud for some reason.
Yeah, shout out to all the 12-year-olds for this first show. How's it going, 12-year-olds?
The judges take notes, and then they invite your bard to sing his song.
Guess it's up to me as always with these fucking games. It's always the only one who performs does anything really. To the field by a beautiful man who was handsome and somewhat brave. But when we met a white dragon, he ran. Hopper his name and fear his shame. Father, and I did not fall. I faced the dragon alone. Harper did nothing. I did it all. Someone named Fear Charger cheered me on.
Why is this always happening?
I slew the white dragon that very day. I made it dance and sing. I pounded it with bardic sexual magic until it fell and lay so still. But Harper, King Harper, his day would come in a closet where he exploded to death.
It's important to specify that he exploded to death.
Wait.
That was the Ballad of Harper, everybody.
What about you?
It's been one of my most successful famous songs in all the realms, and that's now considered canon. In terms of,
I heard it's illegal to sing that song.
The crowd goes wild, and that's where we're going to end our episode, folks. So thank you all for joining us. Tim, I did not send you feedback, so we're going to skip it.
Good.
So I guess, do we do Twitter and then Nika's thing, or I don't remember. I've only done this 240 something times.
Yes, Twitter first.
Okay. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And you can follow Raw Fury at Raw Fury.
Why don't you tell us just a little bit about Raw Fury for people who don't know what it is?
Oh, sure. So Raw Fury is a small indie unpublisher or publisher of games. So we essentially help out like smaller developers that are making cool games, and we help them get their shit out there or get their games out there. Kingdom is probably one of the best known games we've done. Goner, TXP, Cathy Rain. And then we have a bunch of games coming up. Yeah, check out the site, rawfury.com.
Excellent. Thank you.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished murdering a rival team's family, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dandypodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us grow and makes this show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. We will be back and next week with the completion of the Raw Fury games, hopefully. And until then, just, you know, keep it dicey.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.